This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The baddest man ever.
Problem with Funk Friday is just like a lot of the great bumpers that Bo plays. It's like you don't even want to talk over him.
Yeah, man. Richie Rauchy was a bad
You want to let him
boy.
Go.
And I'm talking about Shaft. You know that, right? Yeah. I love Shaft. I do. I like Richard Roundtree.
Did you like the Samuel L. Jackson version?
I love Samuel L. Jackson, so I'll say that. I love the first one. Now, when he brought his nephew or his son or whatever that little dork was.
Oh, was there a second one?
Oh, yeah. It was awful.
I saw the first one.
It was awful. Because I love Samuel. I do.
But that's not what I asked. I know you love Samuel L. We all do.
Yes.
Do you like the Samuel L. Jackson version of Shaft?
No.
It's okay.
And you know why? You know why I don't like it? It's not because of Samuel. It's because everybody else in that damn movie. The People's guy. People's. You know. People's was Martin Luther King Jr. y'all know
in
that?
What movie?
In Martin Luther, it was
really
was he in Selma? No, he wasn't in Selma. But he was Martin Luther King in one of the in Martin Luther King thing. So I can like. And he's going to be Peoples up there sitting on the beat. Come on, man. Come on. I can't. That's the only. I love Samuel. I saw a Samuel quote interview the other day. Samuel said, what did he say? He said, I hate talking about, you know, because you had drug addiction and everything. Samuel said, I hate talking about my drug addiction because it was fun. I was having fun while I was doing it.
Yeah, you know, I heard some quotes of him talking about drugs in the 60s and 70s as well. And
that's only, I love Samuel.
He had some great quotes about
everybody else in the damn movie that I hate.
Oh, Christian Bale was in that movie?
Yeah, I hate everybody.
That's crazy.
That's the only thing. I hate
Vanessa
everybody.
Williams?
Yeah, I just hate everybody.
Busta Rhymes?
Yeah. Oh, God, he was awful.
Richard Roundtree was like actually
Richard
in
Richard Roundtree was in it.
He was in it as
Richard Roundtree.
Didn't he make it like a Saturday Night Live type sketch? Kind of like they did with Starsky and Hutch.
Tried to, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just think that was the only thing. I love Samuel. I just don't like everybody else.
I remember we went and saw it in the theaters, and I was like a sophomore in high school at the time or something like that.
Right.
I was like, I don't know, that was great. Samuel was cool. I had never seen any of the actual original Shaft at that point.
Right.
And then I saw some later, and I was like, oh, no, that wasn't as good as
the original Shaft. No, there's nothing like the original Shaft, man. But I know NFL No Huddle, but because we were just talking
about, we can wait.
We're just talking about Kyle Pitts and everything.
May.
And so I just like, get you somebody who loves you. Like Arthur Smith loves Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
He's going to find a way to get Jonnu on his team. If you ever heard their rumors, all right, and Shefty put it out there, that the Pittsburgh Steelers are making inquiries about Jonnu, who just got kind of a new deal.
He had a really good year last year.
Yeah, he's the best player on the team.
Yeah.
And broke all my damn records.
Oh, did he actually get there?
Yeah, he broke all my records. Yeah.
Because it was, what was the guy's name?
Mike Gesicki.
Gesicki was good, and then he kept getting hurt.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody to get hurt.
And I like Jonnu.
I'd do a little silent fist pump every time Gesicki went down for the remainder of the season. I was like, Randy's records, because there are records. Our records are safe.
But I really, really like Jonnu.
Yeah, Jonnu's a good player.
Yeah, he is. But I'm just
although
saying.
Last time they were together, he was good, but that wasn't his fault. The offense
Dude, that
was
wasn't
very,
his fault.
Very bad.
That wasn't his fault. That
it was more of a quarterback situation.
A quarterback situation like that. But, I don't know what's going on down there in Miami. I know what's going on. You got bad contracts, you know, between Tua and Waddle and Tyreek.
Yeah.
You can't pay nobody else. And they're going to be so bad this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be really bad this year. But, Jonnu going to Pittsburgh, I like it.
Yeah, it seems like a good move.
It seems like a great move.
Yeah, that would be the third time they've been together, right? Because they were in Tennessee and then here, and then if they got back together there. I had heard, and I haven't really – nah, never mind. I haven't seen this, so I'm not going to say it. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Huh?
I thought you were about to give me something.
Nah.
Set.
It's evergreen. If it actually turns out to be true, then – We'll talk about it.
All right.
All right. NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 15 minutes away from getting back into some NBA playoff conversation, as well as the Eastern Conference Finals continue for at least one more game. But let's hear from Ben Johnson, who is the very quotable, I guess, because it seems like he's saying something every day.
They are getting on my damn nerves.
And when he's quoted, he's often being quoted about his quarterback, which makes sense. His quarterback's being talked about a lot this offseason. Just a lot of stuff going on with the Bears off the field. Anyway, here's Ben Johnson talking about Caleb Williams' body language.
Early in the process, we sat down and we watched some tape from a year ago, and we talked it through. It's like, do we really want to – is this what we want to look like or not? And we come to an agreement. No, it's not. And, okay, we learn from it. We move on to the next thing. So body language is a huge thing. Demeanor, we don't want to be a palms-up team where we're questioning every – No. That's a little bit of a sign of weakness, and we don't want to exhibit that from anybody on the team.
I get what he's saying. I don't know that I've ever heard that discussed publicly.
Exactly.
By a coach or a coaching staff or anything like that.
Exactly.
Do you think you're a good body language guy?
Hell no.
You don't?
No.
What do you mean?
You always know where you are with me.
But I think that's great, though. Like, your body language is very clear.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm ready to go, my body will tell you I'm ready to go. If I don't want to be here,
I think
something like that.
My body has pretty good language, but my face, poker face.
You're a face reader.
Yeah, my face, you know exactly how I feel. And this is probably no surprise, but the same is true for my daughter.
Yeah, she's a freaking clone.
She's my little twin. Yeah, there's no doubt. She looks like me, but she acts like her mom, which is great. It's like having arguments with a miniature version of my wife, but her face looks like me.
Yes.
So it's really weird.
Yeah,
we don't have arguments. But anyway, they had their dress rehearsal yesterday for the performance tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, they're four. They're four and five. So everybody's doing their best. But the girl that was next to her really didn't know the dance. Really didn't know the dance at all. And my wife has like a zoomed in video of the rehearsal, and she was showing it to me last night. And Lily's, she's doing it. She's doing a routine, whatever. And then she catches a glimpse of the girl next to her not doing the routine.
Uh-huh.
And the way that she looked at her, I was like, she looked at her with the rudest look.
Yeah. Fix
she,
your face,
like she looked
girl.
At her like, what are you doing? And then she looked out in the audience to see if is everyone seeing this?
Yes.
Is everyone seeing this girl not do the dance? And then at one point they all have to like follow each other in a parade off the stage, and the little girl didn't go. And she's in front of Lily. So Lily taps her on the shoulder and gives her like the scoot
Miss
motion.
Bossy. Miss Bossy.
She's a bossy little bossy pants.
Yeah. Miss Bossy.
Boy, was it funny, though.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Bad body language.
I bet it was. But see, that's the thing about being a dad is that you do stuff like that. You laugh at your children when they do that.
Oh, I laughed so hard.
Yeah, I laugh all the time.
I was like, dude, that's hilarious. She's also not wrong. The girl, like, what are we doing?
Get your little ass pleating.
Yeah, man. We've been studying tape this week. I know the routine.
Yeah.
I've done it 17 times this week.
Get over there and go do your plie.
Yeah, man. Lily's like, why does this girl not know this stuff? Anyway, do we want to do Justin Fields? That's kind of boring. Let's hear from Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes was asked about whether or not he's going to play in the Olympics in 2028.
It's awesome, honestly, just to be able to showcase the NFL to the whole world through flag football. But I'll probably leave that to the younger guys. I'll be a little old by the time that thing comes around.
You know how old Patrick Mahomes is going to be in 2028?
32. Yep.
That's not very old.
No, it's not.
That obviously.
He don't want to play.
He's not going to play flag football. Like, I'm not surprised by that answer. I keep forgetting how young he is.
Yep.
How quickly it's all happened, and how he's just still in the middle of all.
He's such a good player he's been a good player from the start. This whole flag football thing, it's just really – and again, it's you got time, and it's just – it's really irritating me that they're not going to – like, there's dudes that play professional flag football, and it is different. It's different. It's different concepts to when we get all that. But just to tell me that you're just going to have just a whole thing of NFL football players is going to be the answer? I just don't believe that.
Well, they might not.
Yeah.
They might. Those guys might be the team.
Like, I ain't playing. Like, if I'm them – No.
Did they ask?
No, I'm saying, like, I wouldn't play.
Oh,
yeah,
I
because think about it, it's in the middle, right before training camp and all that stuff. Nah.
Yeah, and look, maybe it will, but you get it though. Like,
I understand.
You get their propping up of the flag football and the owners passing 32-0. You can have
the
one
money,
player.
The money grab.
None of them are going to play.
Yeah,
the owners were like, yeah, we'll pass it, but obviously you can't. I mean, maybe like a practice squad guy, but like you're not going to have Bijan Robinson out there. Or like, I know they did their fun draft on NFL Network of who the guys you want to see, and like Lamar Jackson, I guess, hasn't met with the media yet, but his answer is going to be the same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll play.
They're not playing in the thing, but you understand why they have to promote it.
All right. I understand that.
Here's Tyreek Hill wanting to do what we all need to try to do, is improve himself.
I got to prove myself. This OTAs, training camp, I got to prove myself. I got to show up different. The mindset got to be different. So I don't feel like I deserve it. And if I didn't get it, I wouldn't dwell on it. I wouldn't sweat it. You know what I'm saying? Because I put myself in that position, you know what I'm saying? So,
and you did. And you did. And it's finally got on him so much that it is leaking into his personal, is leaking into his professional. And the distractions and everything, that it weighs on you, man. And right now, it's no secret he's going through this public divorce with his wife and all this and everything else. And it took a toll on him. And I don't know how you get rid of all those distractions, because one thing about it, all them damn, you know, sometimes those issues or whatever just don't go away. They're still going to be there, but you got to learn how to deal and get through them. But yeah, he has worst season of his career.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he's got the like leaving the game early stuff.
I mean, he had a lot of stuff
weird
that
quotes,
went
bad tweets.
And that was the biggest thing. It's like, as a teammate, you going to reek. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like he understands that all happened. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like the answers that he's giving this offseason are in line with somebody who did some stuff you're not supposed to do.
Right.
And he's trying to get back in the good grade, which is good. Like, it's good self-awareness to be like, all right, I got to clean this up a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, you go out there and catch 1,400 yards and 9 touchdowns, all will be forgiven.
And he had the bad wrist the whole season. He had surgery to fix that. So, yeah. But they're in trouble down there.
He can fix it.
He's still special.
Pretty fast.
He's still special.
Catch a couple touchdowns. Yeah. I think people will be like, you know what? Tyreek's not such a bad guy.
Yeah, he's still
special. You know, we really like him. Mercedes Lewis says he'd like to play his 20th NFL season.
I mean, all right. What was that, with the Bears last year?
Well, I mean, this is not just some guy saying that. He played his 19th NFL season, and now he wants to play another one.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
Good for him, man. Good for him. I like Mercedes. It's a good dude. Just a consummate pro, man. And as his because one thing about it, he's big as hell. And as his receiving skills kind of diminish a little bit, he turns to one of the best blockers ever. And the Bears went. They drafted a tight end because they got Cole Kmet.
They got Colston Loveland.
Colston
Loveland,
somebody.
Right?
Yeah, but so they're fine there. But yeah, no, good for him, man. Good for him. 20 years?
20 is a lot.
That's a lot of damn football for a tight end anyway. Not for everybody else. But
the kicker could play 20
years. I saw this one, and I would love to see him go back to Denver, but Von Miller, he's a free agent and everything. He said he don't think that's going to happen.
I'll take him.
I was going to say that. Would you bring him here?
Sure.
But they got Leonard Floyd already. But, yeah, I mean, you can never have enough pass.
I would.
But the thing with Von is Von wants to be in rotation, but Von don't want to be deep in the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Von wants to be at least the third end.
Okay.
Yeah.
If he's getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, he wants to be at least the third end.
Why not?
I don't think they view him that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
I mean, if he's not that guy anymore, then no. But, like, I wouldn't mind being the team to find out.
Yeah, no, he's such a good dude.
You know what I mean?
You want to talk about all-time great, one of the best players I've ever played against, and he was young. Man.
Well, somebody's going to sign him.
Yeah. I mean, I think that now once minicamps is in 2 weeks, once minicamps are over, you'll start to see some of these guys. I saw an article on Justin Simmons talking about he still wants to play. I think you look at Justin Simmons.
Judon
Von
hasn't
Miller,
signed anywhere,
you look
has
at
he?
Judon. No. You look at some of those guys. After minicamp, you might start seeing a lot of those, especially.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get closer to training camp,
Bringing
those guys in to get a look at them, especially when you see what you got. You're like, Yeah, I don't think we're going to make it with this guy.
All right, we can use a little more depth here.
Yeah, we'll
bring this guy in.
Yeah, we're not going to make it with that guy.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NBA playoffs conversation. Pacers-Knicks game five last night was a little bit of a snoozer, but at least that means you get another one, maybe two more possibly. We already know who's going to meet them in the NBA Finals as the Thunder get to sit and wait, but we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.